Hello, my name is William Osumaku Jr. Thank you for listening to the Keep It Your Real podcast, where we give real answers for real issues. One of the most burning, pressing questions that people have, one of their greatest issues is, how do you have a good relationship? What does it take to get one? And what does it take to keep one? Well, at the Keep It Your Real podcast, we're going to give you the real answer. I hope you're ready for it. Here's the real deal. Okay, when you want to start and you want to get into a relationship, a lot of times the most important thing you can do, the most important thing you can do to have a good relationship and to be in one is to work on yourself first. So many people want to run and jump into relationships, and they come with baggage, they come with problems, they come with issues, they come with, they're not ready, and they just want to jump in. And in the back of their mind, they know better. They know that, okay, I'm not ready. I don't have no money. I don't have no career. I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I'm not even at the point where I can even think, but I want to go out and I want to be with somebody. I want to hang out. I want to have a good time. So I'm just going to jump into the relationship anyway and hope all goes well. If that sounds like you, raise your hand. Don't worry, it's a podcast. I can't see you. And people just think you're feeling a song in your car or wherever you're at. So if that has been the case, that is not necessarily the recipe for having a good relationship. Just jumping in knowing that you're not ready. I've done it. And the fortunate side for my situation is I jumped in. I knew I wasn't ready. I jumped in and I didn't have my stuff together, and I had to come real, had to keep it real. I had to come real with my wife about, I would say about 14 years ago. I remember we had just had this argument, or we had this disagreement, and I walked outside and I was kind of mad because I didn't even know why I was mad. I just was mad because I guess because I was ignorant. And I came back in and I told her, I said, you know something? And she was like, what? I said, I realize I don't know anything. I don't know nothing. And she never did stop and argue and say, no, you know something. No, she just kind of was quiet. Well, at that point, I made the decision to learn, to start getting myself together. And I found out, y'all hear me, that the more I got myself together, the better my relationship got. So the point is, for me telling you this, is that if you get your life together, you become stable. You get your place, you get your car, you get your income, you know what you're going to do in your life, and you start working and you get somewhat established, then relationships work that much more easier. But if you go into a relationship and you ain't together, you don't know what you're going to do, you don't know that, and you drag somebody else involved, man, you're headed for a train wreck. That thing is going to take some work to get back on course, to get where you need to be. So my very first thing in keeping it real, if you want a good one, it starts with you. And when you get you right, then you can focus on having a winning relationship. And the second part, I would just have to say that once you finally you're together and you get that relationship, is that you have to learn how to make life work together, because you're going to come at this thing in a single mindset, but relationships aren't single. It's plural. It's two, and the two have to become one. And that takes some understanding, that takes some growth, that takes some teamwork, that takes some commitment, and that takes people that are willing to overlook the differences and the negatives in your partner, and willing to bring the positive and the strengths that each of you possess. So when you do finally get into that relationship, you're set. The other person is set. Now you have to create another set, which is like, it's like, I guess, in a video game, you have to power up, you go to the next level, and you got more strengths, you got more abilities. You have to kind of power up that thing, and you have to use the strengths that you have to work together for now a common goal, a common purpose. Your lives should align for something that is where you're gonna go, what you're gonna do with your life. Your lives should align. That's why it's so important. I tell people, when you want a relationship, look at the other person. Look at what they're doing with their life. Where are they going? What goals do they have? Because if they're not going the same direction you're going, then man, it's going to be hard. Because if they want to be on the East Coast and you want to be on the West Coast, and they want to be an engineer and you want to be in Hollywood, and you're living two different places, it's hard for those things to work. So always know, use your strengths, use your abilities to go into the same direction, the same place, the same goal for your life. And these are just some very, very, very basic things that will help you. And I'm just keeping it real. Help you have that good relationship. How do I know? Well, 15 years of marriage, going on 16, 3 kids. We've been together through the ups, through the downs, and we're still moving forward. And we've endured, we've seen, we've been through a lot. And now I feel like we're at that point in our life where we can tell other people, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you go there. And I just want to say that on the other side of the coin, once you get there, once you're working together, you got to start turning off the noise. Man, it's a lot of noise that goes on. There's a lot of noise that you hear from people. There's a lot of noise that you hear on the radio. There's a lot of noise that you hear people saying, I'll do this. People saying, I'll do this. There's going to be family member noise. There's going to be job noise. There's going to be people that come in to try you and test you. And all those different things, they're going to be noise that's going to come in from the outside. And you got to learn to turn that noise off and just hear the voice of your partner. And that's one of the biggest things I tell guys. Listen to your partner. Because I know sometimes we get in that mode where we don't listen. We get quiet. We do what we got to do. We really don't want to hear. We don't want to talk much. We want to come home, turn on the TV, get in front of there, eat some food, and do what we do. And sometimes ladies, they want to tell you all about their day. And our mind is TV. Their mind is unload. And that's the person we should be listening to. Sometimes the TV is going to feed you a whole bunch of stuff that you really don't need. You're going to see a whole bunch of stuff that you really may not need to see. And it just can be a whole lot of added drama to your life. Well, this is my, I want to say, 10-minute version of relationships. Now, I have a whole course on relationships. I go into detail from step one, being sure you choose the right person, to step seven, exploring and pushing the limits. This is how you get the course. Pay attention, write it down, tell any and everybody that wants to have a good relationship. This is how you do it. All right. My web address is hornbuckles.org, and I will spell it hornbuckles.org. And on our website, we have several courses that are absolutely free. As one of the courses on our website, it is the Winning to Losing Marriage and Relationships. It's on hornbuckles.org. You click on the first video and you play all the way through to video 7. You can go back. You can take it step at a time. And guess what? It's free. Did I say that? Oh my gosh. I said it. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to the website, get it. You can even get the other courses. We have a lot of different things and materials on our website, hornbuckles.org. I hope you check it out. It will be a beneficial blessing, whatever you want to call it. It's going to hook you up for real. Go to the website, hornbuckles.org. Get the course. Check out all the courses. I'm William Lewis Hornbuckle Jr. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Goodbye.